Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today is a little bonus episode for you. And I am just finishing up a four-day workshop, virtual workshop, so 4 days of 8:30 to 5 on Zoom, all about the Clifton Strengths. And oh my gosh, such a valuable 4 days. I can't wait to really process everything I learned and bring it all to you. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Today, I wanted to just share some of the things I learned about just putting myself out there and investing in something I've been wanting to do for a while, and 5 quick lessons that I got from this week that really didn't have a whole lot to do with the workshop itself. All right, let's jump into today's little bonus episode for you. So these are just 5 things that I took away from this week or this 4 days of, putting myself out there and doing something that I've been thinking about doing for a while, and some takeaways that I got from it that weren't necessarily, like I said, what I was learning, but just overall, because I hope that me sharing these 5 things will inspire you to put yourself out there. And if there's something you've been thinking about doing for a while, to just go for it. Or if there's something you've been thinking about learning, go for it. If there's something you've been thinking about investing in to help yourself, and you know, whether it's personal or professional, for self-development, go for it. Just do it. So here are the 5 things. Number 1, never stop learning. As I say, school is never out for the pro. And if you want to continue to develop as a person and as a human, which I guess is the same thing. I'm a little tired after 4 days of the class. But whether, again, it's professionally or personally, there's so many things out there to learn. And when we can engage our brains to learn something new, that's what keeps us alive. That's what keeps us going. So when was the last time you learned something new? What would inspire you right now to learn? Go do some research. Sign up for that class. Sign up for that course, whether it's a big thing or a little thing. Go learn something new this week. Or at least put in motion what you could start learning new. Number 2, trust your gut. If there is something that you've been thinking about investing in for your life, especially professionally, just do it. Don't delay it. I have been thinking about getting my coaching certification with Gallup for probably 2.5 years now. And seriously thinking about it for the last 2 years. I don't know. I've lost track of time. It's 2019. So yeah, whatever that is. And I put it off. It was very expensive and I didn't think I could afford to do it. But what I realize now is if I had taken this certification last year, it would have saved me a ton of money. And I know I would be making a lot more money right now with my new business. There is no doubt in my mind. So the fact that I delayed it, delayed my income and cost me more money. So I should have just spent the money last spring when I was really seriously contemplating it. It would have just saved me so much. And it also would have saved me just a lot of, I don't know if I call it anxiety, but a lot of thinking time that I've spent, like, what do I really want to do with this new business? I would have been crystal clear, because now I am so clear on who I want to work with that I'm just like bursting to get it started. It'll be a while, but it just gave me so much clarity on who I'm meant to serve. So I wish I had done this a year ago. So if there's been something that you've been thinking about doing, whether it's going to get a certification, again, learning something, maybe it's hiring a coach, maybe it's quitting a job, I don't know. But if it's something you've been thinking about do it sooner than later. It's probably going to be like I just found out that it will cost you more money in the long run to delay that thought. Number three, 4 days of 8:30 to 5 is intense. Let me tell you, that was the third thing I learned. I have so much respect for those of you who work an 8:30 to 5 job every single day, Monday through Friday. I don't know how y'all do it. Like, oh my gosh, that was intense. I mean, granted, it was a lot to learn and we learned so much. And I feel like I need another 4 days just to kind of dissect what I just learned. But I realize how grateful I am and how spoiled I am to be working from home. I mean, I've worked from home for 30 years now. I have not had another job outside of the home. And whether it was when we had our chimney cleaning business or, you know, as a, you know, building my business in network marketing to now coaching. So I have the luxury of creating my own schedule. I have the luxury of not being on the clock necessarily for lunch break. I have the luxury of exercising in the middle of the day if I want to. I have the luxury of taking a cat nap or power nap in the middle of the day if I want to. I have the luxury of, you know, working for a couple hours and then doing stuff around the house if I want to. And I don't know how you guys get things done. I feel like everything's like overloaded on me right now doing 8:30 to 5, 4 days this week. So hats off to those of you who have to do that every single day. Number four, there are amazing people out there. So one of the things that has worried me about making this transition out of my career from the past 26 years in network marketing was losing the relationships I built and having people who like inspire me and, you know, mentors and other people I looked up to. I always just so admired some of the people higher up within my organization and company. And I never thought that I'd be able to tap into other people like that. And I realized there are so many amazing people out there. There were 20 people in our group and each one amazing in their own way. So it just, it's kind of opening my eyes up. Like there's amazing people out there. So if you're on the fence about leaving one thing to go to another because of the people, just know that, you know what? There's more great people out there that you're meant to meet. Doesn't mean you have to lose touch with the people that you really enjoy working with. They're always going to be your friends. At least I hope so for my sake of, you know, the people that I'm really truly friends with. We'll always be friends. We just may not work together anymore. But there's so many other cool people out there to meet. And number five, the Clifton Strengths is even more powerful than I even thought. Again, if you followed me at all since I started this podcast, you know I am super passionate about the power of Clifton Strengths and knowing what your God-given talents are and how to use them and how when we use them or are enabled to use them, then we are just so much more aligned. We have more energy. We just feel more fulfilled and all of that good stuff. And after going through this 4-day workshop, I am just even more convinced on the power of that. And the last couple of days we've spent talking about how bringing strengths into a work or team atmosphere, the difference that could make for everybody's health, like mental well-being, physical well-being, fulfillment, all of that good stuff. So I am just even more passionate about strengths than I ever have been before. So you'll be hearing a lot more about that over the next, couple of weeks as things start to unfold and the new direction that I'm going to be taking this. But I just want to throw a little thing out there. If you are a manager of a team or you work in a team atmosphere, I'm going to be having something really amazing for you coming out in the next month or so. So if you want to know a little more, reach out to me, because there is so much power in bringing strengths into a team and organization, whether it be a hospital setting or a financial setting or a small tech startup company. Strengths belongs everywhere. So reach out to me if you're kind of curious to see as I start unfolding some things. And especially if you love doing like retreats, that kind of thing. There's some really cool stuff I'll be coming. I can't wait to do it. But for now, those are just some five takeaways I had from the last 4 days of just that I hope you can take away of, again, just never stop learning. Like, what can you learn new this month? Trust your gut. If there's something that keeps tugging at your heart, just do it. Just do it. Don't delay it. Number three, God bless you if you work an 8:30 to 5 job. number four, there's amazing people out there. So, you know, be open to just meeting new people everywhere. And number five, get ready, because there is nothing like bringing the power of the Clifton strengths to your own personal life and or to your organization. All right. Thanks, my friends, for listening to this bonus episode. And guess what? We are getting really close to wrapping up our 100 days of podcasting. I think this is episode 96 that I'll be putting out there today. So we have a few more of the Clifton Strengths themes to cover, and then we'll be getting back into our 2 a week, maybe 3 a week of podcasts. All right. Go out, my friends, and make it an amazing day. And remember, you know what? Life is short, so we've got to enjoy the journey. Thanks as always for listening to this podcast. And if you know of somebody who would benefit from hearing it, share it with them. Reach out. And I'm a little tongue-tied because, again, I just had 4 days of long, long hours. But hopefully this inspires you to do something different. And if it does, let me know.